This chazar zeh chanesh abachir chas v'shalang v'yom yichudim tzachtas getin daf nun ches. Zok digmar, the pasuk describing the time of the churban by Hashem, he says the Jewish children were hamesuloim bapaz, a rare and precious stone. Now this can't mean that they were covered with jewelry of paz, because Rav Shila has taught that there is very little paz in the world. Rather, it means that they would shame paz with their beauty. The Jewish children were so beautiful. The Gemara says the Romans would look at paz stone during Tashmish so that they should have beautiful children. When they captured Jewish children, they would instead tie them to their bed to look at them during Tashmish. The pasuk speaks of the terrible grief of the tragedies. Eini oilelo lenafshi. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, the name of Shimon Gamliel, says this refers to the following. There are 400 batei medrash in Beitar. Each one had 400 teachers of children. Each teacher had 400 students. They planned to all stab the enemy when the enemy would come. However, the enemy was victorious, took them all, wrapped them in Sifrei Torah Nebuch, and burned them all. A Braisa says, Rishu Mechananya went to Rome and heard that there was an exceptionally beautiful Jewish child who was there in prison. He went to the door of the prison and stated a pasuk, which asks why these tzaras have befallen Klal Yisrael. The child responded with a pasuk stating that it was various that causes. Rishu said, I know this boy will be a tremendous pasuk in Klal Yisrael. I will redeem him at any cost. He went taka and redeemed him. It was not long before this boy became a great Pesach. This boy was the great Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said it happened that time of the Churban that the son and daughter of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha were captured. The owner of the son was telling his friend, I have purchased this amazingly beautiful slave. His friend had bought the daughter and said, I have purchased an amazingly beautiful maid. They said, let's put them together to have children. We can split the gorgeous children. The brother and sister were put into a dark room, not knowing that they were in the room with each other. He stayed in one corner and said, I'm a Kohen, descendants of Kohanim Gadolim, can't marry a maid. She stayed in the other corner and said, I'm the daughter of a Kohen, descendants of Kohanim Gadolim, can't marry a slave. When the sun rose and they saw it was each other, they cried on each other until their souls departed and they passed away. This story is what Yirmiyahu is referring to in the pasuk when he says, Al Eile Ani Baichia. Reish Lakish said, it happened during this time that Safnas Bas Peniel, so named because she was very beautiful and was a daughter of the Kohen Gadol, was captured. After being abused the entire night, her master covered her in 7 coverings and took her to the market to sell her. A very ugly man said, I want to see her beauty to decide if I should buy her. At first, the master refused, but then acquiesced. The master removed the first 6 coverings. Safnas then ripped the 7th covering and rolled in the dust on the ground, saying to Hashem, Rabbanu Shalom, them, even if you have no pity on us, have pity on your great name. This is the story referred to by Yirmiyahu in the pasuk that says, Bas Abmi Chigri Sak. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said before the Churban, it once happened that a carpentry student wanted to be mezana with his teacher's wife. The teacher needed to borrow money, so the student told him, send your wife to my house and I'll give her the money. She went there and he was mezana with her for 3 days. The teacher came to the student's house and asked where his wife was. The student replied, she left my house immediately, but I heard that she was willingly mezana with some young men after she left me. The teacher asked, what should I do? The student said, you have to divorce her. The teacher said, but I don't have the money to pay her ksuba. The student said, no problem, I'll lend you the money. When he divorced her, the student married her. When the teacher couldn't repay the loan, he had to work for the student as repayment for the debt. This work included serving food and drink to the student and the wife, meaning the teacher's old wife. When this story took place, it was when the decree was sealed in Shemayim to bring about the Churban. Some say it was because it's the nus of the story rather than the fact that this person had to serve the student and his wife. Mishnah said, Lachich Menasik Rikoin. Rav asked, we only say that he didn't truly transfer ownership of the land if he told the purchaser to make a kinyan of chazaka. However, if he went and wrote a document of sale, that shows that he truly meant to transfer ownership. Shmuel said even a document of sale doesn't show true transfer unless he wrote a chrayis into the document as well. There's a brayis in which Shimon Elazar says like Shmuel. Rav would say that when the brayis says it must be written with a chrayis, that means that a document must be written, but doesn't actually mean with a chrayis. A brayis says if the purchaser of the land from the Sekrikan used the land for 3 years with knowledge of the original owner and the purchaser then sold the land to someone else, the original owner can no longer claim that he was never given his 25% payment that Zerubbabel instituted, because if that was true, he should have said something during the first 3 years. What's the case talking about? If it's talking about where the second purchaser claims that he knows that the first purchaser paid the 25%, then even if he was still in the hands of the first purchaser and he was the one making that claim, he would be believed. So why do we need to involve a second purchaser? If the case was where the second purchaser says he does not know if the 25% payment was made, then the payment would have to be made. So why does the Braisa say that he does not have to make a payment? Emptimer of Shesha said the case is where the claim is not made, meaning because he doesn't know. However, in such a case, Bezin will make the claim on behalf of the purchaser, because if the payment was never made, the original owner should have said something during the 3 years of Chazak. However, Bezin would not make this claim for the original purchaser, only for a secondary purchaser. A Braita says if land is taken by a goy for payment of a debt or for no reason at all, but not with the threat of life, the halachas of Sekrikan do not apply. Only by Sekrikan does he sincerely give it away. In the case where it is taken for no reason, if it remains for the goy by the goy for 12 months, then anyone may purchase it and fully own it. In fact, Mother Brisa says that when it's taken for no reason, the halachas of Sekrikan don't apply, but then it says after 12 months it may be purchased, which is the halachas of Sekrikan. Brisa means to say, and for the Gemara, that in regard to Sekrikan, if it remained by the guy for 12 months, anyone may purchase it. Rav Yosef said we have a tradition that land is not taken for no reason in Bavel. we see that land is taken for no reason. And Gemara, he meant that in such a case, the land would not have to be given back, because in Bavel there's a court system. If the owner didn't fully give it away, he would have gone to court to get it back. Gidol Bar Re'eloi once had an arrangement where he was to pay the property tax for an absentee owner of a co-op type field, and would then have the rights to the produce of that field. He prepaid the tax for 3 years. However, after just 1 year, the owner came back and demanded that Gidl leave. Rapapa was going to write a collection document for Gidl to collect the prepaid taxes for the remaining 2 years from the members of the co-op. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said that would not be correct, because then you're protecting the purchaser to the extent as if he had bought from a Sekrikan, which is reserved for that case alone. Rather, Gidl brought the loss upon himself by prepaying so far in advance. The Mishnah said, Zumishn Rishon, based on Shalach Reim, Amr Vechulu. Rav said he has to pay one quarter of the purchase price, either in land or in money. Shmuel says he pays one quarter of the value of the land, which is equal to one third of the purchase price. The Machlekes says Shmuel says that Sekrikan sells for a quarter less than the land's true value, and Rav says that he sells for one fifth less than the true value. Vechmar Abraisa, similar to our mission, says that he pays a quarter of the money, which seems to suggest, like Rav, that a quarter of the purchase price is what has to be given. Shmuel would say that the Braisa means that he has to give one quarter of all the money given. That's the sum of the purchase price plus the money given to the owner. This sum equals the value of the land. Therefore, it's a quarter of the value of the land that must be given. The Mishnah said that a Rebbe set up a bezin that decided that one quarter must always be given. Rav said, I was part of that bezin and my vote was taken first. We learned that when voting on financial matters, we begin with the vote of the most prominent member of the bezin. Therefore, Rebbe's vote should have been taken first. So Rabbi, the son of Rava, said, in Rebbe's Bezin, they never began with the most prominent person, because they dashed in the Pesukim differently. Rabbi son of Rava said, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of Rebbe, there was never one person who was the greatest in Torah and authority. There was Yeshua, Elazar was with him who was as great in Torah. There was Elazar, Pinchas was with him who was as great in Torah. There was Pinchas, the elders were with him who were as great in Torah. The Gemara keeps asking and answering. In the time of the elders, they said there was Shaul, in the times of Shaul, there was Shmuel, in the times of David, there was the Ira HaYoiri, in the times of Shlomo, there was Shimi ben Geir, in the times of Chizkiah, there was Shevna, in the times of Ezra, there was Nechemiah ben Chachliah. Acha, the son of Rava, said, I can also say that from the times of Rebbe until Rashi, there was no one person who was great in Torah, who was the greatest in Torah and authority. There was Huna bar Nosson in the times of Ravashi, who was as great as him. The Gemara says, Huna bar Nosson subordinated himself to Ravashi, and therefore Ravashi was considered to be the greatest of his time.